Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today, verses 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 10 and 11. He, this is God, delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. I'm going to read this to you again, because there's something very important that we need to see, checking this interpretation against the whole of Scripture. God delivered us from such a deadly peril, Paul said, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. Now, let me just say real quick before we dive into the deep theology of what Paul's saying here, let me just say we need to pray for each other. The Bible's very, very clear that we need to pray for each other. And you're going to see that in a passage that we have coming up in just a bit. But we need to be Why are we praying for each other? Well, we just saw yesterday that God puts us through the trials so that we don't rely on ourselves, but on God. And so we pray for each other by saying, God, bring them to you during this. We hand them over to you. When you do your work in their lives, may they rely on you. And as we pray for each other, it also reminds us that the only one that's really going to be able to help them is God. Now, Paul says something interesting, though. He talks about how they had despaired of life. They weren't even sure if they were going to live. They thought they had received the sentence of death. And then he goes and he says, he delivered us from such a deadly peril and he will deliver us. And now we have a tendency in our flesh to want to hear that and go, oh, that means if we really trust God, we'll never die and we'll never have a time where the suffering takes us out of this life. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches at all. Actually, if you remember, Paul had just said that we rely on the one who raises the dead. I'm going to show you from Scripture that God will deliver us as his children. But that delivery might not mean surviving in this world, in this life, but maybe possibly being delivered by going on to the next life. Listen to Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Paul says, he's sitting in prison. I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this imprisonment will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not at all be ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Did you catch that? He says, I know this is going to work out for my deliverance. If I stay in the body, fruitful labor. If I die, I go be with Christ. And if I live, I'm delivered. If I die, I'm delivered. Listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 40. He says, what more shall I say? Time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some, though, were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. Did you catch that? Some escaped the edge of the sword. Some were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, and of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Now all of these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. We're all going to get this reward together in the end. Listen, some escaped the edge of the sword and were delivered that way, and some were killed by the sword and were delivered that way, and they were all commended for their faith. Folks, let me say something to you. If you get to that point where you do not fear death in this life, Satan has nothing on you. And God will deliver us. Sometimes he keeps us going in this life. I had cancer in 2017. I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, went through chemo, radiation. We weren't sure if I was going to continue in this life. And without treatment, I had been given less than 2 years. Now here it is, 6 years after my remission decree, if you will. And God has spared me in this way. But that doesn't mean that he won't take me in another way. I'm delivered either way. If I go on in this life, it's deliverance. If I go be with Jesus, it's deliverance. Have that kind of hope. Have that kind of faith. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.